welcome to this Stream Globe Word Encounter Sermon by Pastor Abraham Damilola Arigi. Be blessed as you listen and kindly share with a friend. You can learn more about this ministry by visiting our website at streamglobe.org or devotional.ng. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 803 442 0524 or +234 813 822 4547.
There's a way. Who has NIV there? Okay, NIV say, "And pray in the spirit on all location with all kinds of prayer." All kinds of prayers and requests. You know there are different kinds of prayers. And there are different kinds of situations that require specific kinds of prayers. Because there are times that the kind of prayer that you need to pray is to be praying for mercy. It's to be pleading. It's not to be casting and binding. You must be able to discern the situation that requires the kind of prayer. There are some times that all you need to do in that situation is to be giving praises and thanksgiving. It's a kind of prayer. There are times that what is required in that situation is to make prophetic declarations. Amen? Amen. To make prophetic declarations. Well, the time I was going through, I saw a vision of an attack. And it was very serious. And I had already seen some physical manifestations. And I started praying about it. And I started entreating the Lord. Because let me tell you something. Whenever you face a situation that looks more than you, that it looks as if you cannot handle, you may not be able to handle it, but God can handle it. That's why it is good for you to have a good relationship with God. That's why it is good for you to have peace with God. Because you can be a child of God and you don't have peace with God. Because anytime that you walk outside of faith and you walk in unbelief, it will affect your level of peace with God. You see, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So maybe you and God have an unresolved issue. You know it's possible for you and God to have an unresolved issue. Maybe the Lord has given you an instruction and the Holy Spirit has been on that matter for 3 weeks. And you have not brought yourself to obey that instruction. You will realize that it will be very difficult for you. I'm not saying it will be impossible, but it will be difficult for you to entreat God because you don't have peace with God. You are still a child of God, though. You are still born again. You are even, the Holy Spirit still dwells within you. But your relationship with God is not the way it should be. You know, it's possible for you and your father, he has not disowned you. But it's possible that something will happen and that normally, because something has fractured your relationship with your father or with your mother or with, and you cannot go and beg. Maybe something is about to happen and normally you would have just want to meet your father and say, "Please do this and I will do it." But you cannot go and beg because there is misunderstanding. There are some people like that. Even me, as I am like this in my little estate that God has put me. Amen. My big estate that God has put me in, Jesus' name. There are some people that I'm not, they are my brothers, so in the faith. But they cannot come and ask me for something because of the things that they have done before. You understand what I'm saying? Because of the things that they have done before, they cannot come and ask me for something because they have not resolved. There are unresolved issues. May God give us understanding in Jesus' name. May the devil not be able to hinder us in Jesus' name. May every power of darkness resisting us be resisted by God. The Bible says, "Submit to God, resist the devil, and what? He will flee from you." Many times, the reason why believers are not able to resist the devil properly is because they are not submitted to God properly. Amen. Now, it says, "And pray in all." Pray in the spirit on all occasions. Because what the Holy Spirit impressed upon my heart to discuss briefly, because we are still going to pray. And we will pray more than we talk today. is, what does it mean to pray in the Spirit? Amen? What does it mean to pray in the Spirit? Because it's saying here that in the environment of warfare, it says you should pray in the Spirit on all locations with all kinds of prayers. So you can pray different kinds of prayers in the Spirit. What then? What is the definition? Holy Spirit, I ask that you help us. What is the definition? What does it really mean to pray in the Spirit? Because many people have argued that it is possible to pray in the Spirit even if you don't speak in tongues. And many people have argued that praying in the Spirit means speaking in tongues. What exactly? Because I have seen believers pray prayers that don't have effect. And they prayed it speaking in tongues and it had no effect. You cannot pray in the Spirit and it will have no effect. Are you getting my point? So you can pray in tongues and you are not necessarily praying in the Spirit. You are just exercising a spiritual gift. And someone say, what is Pastor Abraham saying? Cool down. I'm sure I probably pray in tongues more than that person that may be asking that question. So it's not as if I'm saying don't pray in tongues. I pray in tongues a lot. In fact, somebody told me the other time that he told me that he doesn't pray in tongues. I said, then how do you pray long? Because it is very difficult to pray long if you don't pray in tongues. Because one of the reasons that God gave us that ability is to help us to pray long. And in this life, you will need to pray long. You have never prayed for up to 2 hours at a stretch. You know how I knew? I didn't know by flesh and blood. I knew by the Spirit. That's why I said it with such confidence that you have never prayed for up to 2 hours at a stretch. And he agreed. And I know he's a man that likes the things of the Spirit. But you see, a time will come that you will pray for 6 hours at a stretch. But you will not do it by your own ability. You do it by the power of the Holy Ghost. Because when you are praying in the Spirit, that prayer is empowered by the Holy Ghost. See, God will not let you to see problem that will force you to pray long. Because there are problems that if they hit you, the problem will be so heavy that you will pray and pray and you will sleep and wake up. It will not happen to you in Jesus' name. But so that it will not happen to you, you must learn how to pray in the Spirit. First and foremost, what does it mean to walk in the Spirit? Maybe it will help us understand what it means to pray in the Spirit. Because I need you, if you don't understand what it means to pray in the Spirit, your prayer life will not be as fruitful as it needs to be. And praying in the Spirit does not just mean you just come and you speak in tongues. Because you can be praying about even things that are not the will of God and you are speaking in tongues. Have you not seen it? Where people are praying prayers that if you have a little spiritual understanding, you know that this prayer is not the will of God. There is nothing about this prayer that is the will of God. And they are speaking in tongues. They are praying something that is not... A woman is praying... That I was telling the story of one woman that went to a pastor, and she wanted the pastor to pray for her to get pregnant. And the pastor was like, okay, where is your husband? Well, the summary of the story was that she wanted to get pregnant for another woman's husband so that the man will marry her. And I hope you know that if that lady was baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of praying in tongues, the thing that gave her the courage and the temerity to come and meet a pastor and say, pray for me, it means that she felt that it was okay. That is her husband. That the devil, he only married wrong. That his wife is a witch. Have you not heard all those kind of foolish things before? So it's possible for you to pray and you are speaking in tongues, and all of that prayer is not the will of God. And the Bible says the Spirit helped us to pray according to the will of God. So I can tell you quite confidently that that prayer, that prayer is not in the Spirit. I went to a camp the other time and I saw many people praying, and I realized that quite a number of them were Yahoo boys. And some of them actually speak in tongues. May the Lord have mercy on the church in Nigeria in Jesus' name. Oh, yes. And they are still doing it. They are still doing Yahoo. Internet fraud. And they speak in tongues. Now, is that tongue that they are speaking, when they are praying that their clients will drop money, do you think that's praying in the Spirit? I'm just trying to tell you that the fact that you speak in tongues does not necessarily mean that you are praying in the Spirit. Because one of the things that the Holy Spirit comes to do is that He helps us to pray according to the will of God. I have been in a situation in which there was a great burden in my heart, and I went to the place of prayer. And as I began to pray and depend on the Holy Spirit, You know what happened? I did not remember. The burden that took me to the place of prayer was not actually the burden that was on the heart of the Lord. So I prayed about, the Holy Spirit led me to pray. I forgot about the thing that was so heavy that took me. You know when I say place of prayer, where you enter motor and go to a place just for the sake of praying about a problem. You carry a bottle of water, you are on a fast. It has happened to me. Not once, not twice. Where I go and pray, and at the end of the day, because I am praying in the Spirit, I realize that that matter that took me there was just a bit. It was not what was in the heart of it. It was just a small matter. Then maybe when I want to finish the prayer, and I say, hey, God, you know, remember that God will just give me a word and say, and the problem will be, before you know it, the problem will be solved. So praying in the Spirit, what does it mean to pray in the Spirit? Now, I was asking, I said, what does it mean to walk in the Spirit? Because when you are walking in the Spirit, are we together? When you are walking in the Spirit, it means that you are walking in a manner that pleases God. You are living, your life, your walk is led by the Spirit. Let me explain what it means. You know, if you are being led by the Spirit, have you ever seen where a blind man, all this, sometimes you see that with beggars, is being led by a small child? You know that it is anywhere that small child goes that the blind man will go. If your life is being led by the Spirit, that's how the Holy Spirit will control your life. You may dress up and bath and wear shoe and spray perfume and say you want to go to somewhere, Ujore, and then just before you go, the Holy Spirit will say, don't go. If you are a Spirit-led person, you will know that it's the Holy Spirit that said, don't go, and you won't go. But the surest way of being led by the Spirit is to allow your life to be led by the Word of God. Because the Bible says all Scripture was given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So, you may be in a situation in which you have an option to lie, or you have an option not to lie. And you want to be led by the Spirit. You don't need to speak in tongues to know the will of the Holy Spirit. Scripture has already given us. What should you do? Don't lie. They were asking some questions. You know, these people that carry a microphone around and ask no question. They asked one woman that if your boss tells you that in order for him to promote you, you must sleep with him, what will you do? He said, well, I will first of all pray about it. And whatever God tells me to do, I will do. I said, this lady, you first of all pray about it. You see, you know, God has already spoken. He said, once has He spoken, twice have I heard. One thing with God is that God doesn't talk too much. If He has spoken about something, you go and ask God about whether you should sleep with, you ask Joseph, you are now going to ask God whether you should sleep with Potiphar's wife. Anything that you hear there, you're on your own. In fact, you may even hear go and sleep with Potiphar's wife. Then when you now sleep with Potiphar's wife, on your way there is an angel of God that will want to kill you. Do you remember Balaam? May God give us understanding in Jesus' name. So, what it means to be led by the Spirit or to walk in the Spirit is that you are being led by the Spirit. And we have the, and one of the surest ways, amen, is the word of God. And whenever you are hearing a voice in your heart that is contrary to the documented word of God, you know it is not the Holy Spirit, because God does not contradict himself. So whenever the Lord is telling you that you should divorce your wife and marry that beautiful girl in the choir, eh? And you even had three dreams, and in that dream an angel appeared and said, take thee, Jessica. You know that or everything about that dream and that voice is not of God, because it is contrary to scripture. So one of the ways you can ensure that you pray in the spirit is to pray according to scripture. Are we together? One of the ways to ensure that you pray, whenever you are faced with a situation, because the Bible says, let the words of Christ dwell in you richly, because the word of God is dwelling in you richly. Eh? You just learn to pray. I begin to scan scriptures to look for promises that apply to that situation, to look for God's word that applies to that situation. The word of God says, lay not wait, O wicked one, against the dwelling of the righteous, neither spoil his resting place. Maybe you had a vision of the night, and I've had such vision where you slept and you just saw a demon standing by the corner of the wall in your house. Amen. And you wanted to pray about that situation. Or you saw demonic activity, maybe working against your business, and you want to pray about that situation. One of the ways to ensure that you pray in the spirit is that you pray according to the word of God. Because when you pray according to the word of God, the Holy Spirit that inspired the word of God, amen? If the word of God is what is leading your prayer, then the Holy Spirit that inspired that word, is the one that is leading your prayer. So one of the surest ways to pray in the spirit is to pray according to the word of God. So whenever you saw that vision, you saw that you just woke up and in a trance, you saw that demon standing at the corner of your room, and you want to rebuke the demon, one of the most effective ways to do it is you pick your mind, you scan, you find the spirit, lay not wait to wicked one against the dwelling of the righteous, neither spoil his resting place. And you begin to pray from, you take your bearing from that scripture. I begin to pray and pray in tongues. Are we together? Now, if you read the book of Acts, there was a very good example of that in the book of Acts. When the apostles, they were troubled by the Pharisees, by the Sanhedrin. They had captured them and beaten them and instructed them never to speak again in the name of Jesus. Do you know what the apostles did when they gathered to pray? That's one of the prayers that we see recorded properly. Bro, Yemi, please, now help me find that scripture. They gathered and they started praying. And if you see the way they were praying from the book of Psalms. Why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine they fainted. And they prayed and prayed. And the Bible says after they prayed, that place was shaking. I was speaking with one of my brothers in the U.S. He started listening to my father in the Lord, Apostle Aaron Melosai. And such a revival came into his life. He told me that there was a time he was praying. And after he prayed, where he was shaking. Oh, you think? Acts 4 verse what? Acts 4 verse 23. Let's read it together. That is a good example, a token example of how they prayed accurately. It says, on their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. And here is one of the few scriptures that recorded in the New Testament that recorded really the content of the prayer that they were praying. Look at how it went. Sovereign Lord, they said, you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. I hope you know that that's a scripture. He says, you spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed. Indeed, I'm in verse 26 now. And that was how they prayed. He said, they say now, I'm reading verse 29. He said, now consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was what? Was shaking. That kind of shaking is a supernatural shaking. It's a kind of shaking, because I'm a civil engineer. We can pray in this place and it will shake. But if that shaking is not supernatural, anything that will make this building to shake, it means it will soon come down. But we can pray in this place and it will shake if we pray in the spirit. You can see that they pray in the spirit. And how did they pray in the spirit? They prayed according to the word of God. You see, when we say read the Bible, one of the reasons is so that you'll be able to pray prayers that are powerful. Don't just be praying. Was it Solomon that says, when you come, he say, guard your words that you do not pray the prayer of a fool. How many of you have ever seen, sorry for using this example, how many of you have ever seen, maybe in a movie, seen Ifa priests? Maybe they want to talk to a spirit, Ifa. And they are doing that, they are shekere. By the way, I told you about the vision I saw in my living room. And they are doing that, what do they call this? Odu Ifa. They are saying those kind of things. Do you think that if, have you ever seen an Ifa priest that just goes to whatever god, whether it's Shango or it is whatever, and Ogun, and just start talking? Nyaka, nyaka, nyaka. Have you ever seen that? How did they do it? They have words that have been documented. They will first of all go with those words. Because they are also praying according to that, their own spirit. Then when they have created the atmosphere, then they can now say some other things that are in their minds. So what I'm saying is that when you are praying in the spirit, what does it mean? You know, I was explaining that the surest way you can walk in the spirit is to walk according to the word of God. That at every point in time, the word of God is what guides what you do. When you are praying in the spirit, pray according to the word of God. There was somebody I was praying with not long ago. I was so impressed. Because the way this person was just pulling scriptures from Isaiah. We were praying about some matters. And this person was just pulling out scriptures. I was like, what? Scriptures from Isaiah that was so appropriate for that situation. You know why this person could do that? It's because there was a knowledge of those scriptures. What was they read the Bible? One of the very important things about reading the Bible and reading it long enough is so that you'll be able to pray in the spirit. God did not allow the faith to start until we had scriptures. So you saw that when the apostles were praying, they picked scriptures from the book of Psalms and they were using it to pray. And then they eventually made their own requests. Listen to me. Prayer is, if you want your prayer to be spiritual, that means if you want your prayer to be powerful, learn to take words with you. In fact, it's written like that in the Bible. Take words with you. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Say, be not drunk with wine, wearing in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. He says, speaking to yourself in what? Psalms. Where are Psalms? They are in the Bible. Speaking to yourself in what? Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Some of you may worry and say, I'm not very good at cramming. Don't worry. That Timaiah song that has refused to leave your mind, when did you deliberately cram it? That whiskey song that has refused to leave your mind, where did you sit and say, yeah, let's cram? I can't remember any song right now. That Naira Marley song that you know word for word, when did you particularly sit down and cram it? But you know why you know it? The frequency of listening. You want to remember the word. That's why I tell people. See, somebody used to tell me that, you people used to read Bible and cram Bible. I say, me. The last time I crammed Bible was when I was in 400 level. Then I sat down and said, let me cram Bible. And I didn't even really succeed. The second to the last time was probably when I was a child. Most of the scriptures I know now, I didn't sit down and say I want to cram them. It's good if you can cram Bible. I know them by frequency of reading. You read the Bible, you read it regularly, you are listening to audio Bible, you are listening to the word of God, you are hearing minister of God talk about it. Before you know it, when you need to say it, you will say it. Just in case you may become, because there are some people, they like making things more difficult than they are. Do you notice that when the disciples were praying here in Acts chapter 4, they did not quote Psalm something, there's something. They just quoted the scripture. Because if you want to insist that you want to be quoting chapters and verses, it will make it difficult for you. First of all, know the word. Then maybe when you want to come and preach like this, you can search for the reference. But it is important that you know the word so that you can pray in the spirit. Amen?
Amen.
It's he that searches the heart. Let's read that. Romans chapter 8. I need somebody with King James. I'm reading verse 28. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for us, for God's people, in accordance with what? The will of God. First and foremost, I try to prove to you that the fact that you are speaking in tongues does not necessarily mean that you are praying in the spirit. Because I have seen people that are praying very useless prayers, and they are speaking in tongues to enable that prayer. They are praying prayers that you know that this prayer cannot be the will of God. In fact, they are not in the will of God. But one of the ways to be sure that you are praying in the spirit, because what the Spirit of God does was, I say, he that searches the heart make it intercessions for us. How? According to the will of God. And one of the ways you to know the will of God is to know the word of God. Let's rise up as we begin to pray. One of the prayers that you are going to pray is that, Lord, give me an appetite for your word. There is nowhere where they do spiritual things that you talk to a spirit and you just come and start talking. You come with words. I gave you the example of those Ifa priests. Can give you many examples. They have things that they recite. God has given us scriptures to recite. Those are the most powerful weapons that you have. It's called the sword of the spirit. So the word of God must be in your heart. Say, Lord, give me grace. Let your words dwell in my heart, so that I can pray powerful prayers. I have found that it is more effective many times to just wake up and quote scriptures, declare the word of God over your life, and go out. It is more effective than to pray all kinds of, just say all kinds of things before you go out. I noted from personal experience. Say, Lord, open up my heart to your word. Let the words of Christ dwell in me richly. Open my heart. One of the ways to be sure that you are in the will of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, I've been in the spirit so much this morning. I don't remember whether it's Bro Yemi that said it when he was leading. That I said one of the most important things is being able to hear God. Why are you the one that said it? One of the most important things for you is hearing. Yes. I remember you were the one that said it. Because it's something that I've been meditating on since January. In fact, I was ministering in a retreat in Lokoja in January. And the Lord, it was the one of the major prayers was, Lord, anoint my ears that I may hear you. Because there are many believers. One of the things that the devil is attacking in believers the most is the ability to know the voice of their master. Whereas Jesus said, my sheep, he said, they hear my voice. They know my voice. Another way you pray in the spirit is when you come and you start praying in tongues. When you start praying in tongues, don't let your prayer request and your prayer burden be so heavy that you cannot hear anything from the Lord. No, surrender to him. When you are praying in the spirit, it is the Holy Spirit that is leading that prayer. Amen? When you are praying in the spirit, is it who that's leading the prayer? The Holy Spirit. So you may come and you are praying like this, and maybe you want to pray about Ukraine, the war in Ukraine, and you just came and you began to pray in tongues, and then the Holy Spirit just began to lead you to pray about the elections that are coming up next year. Don't be too stubborn, because the Holy Spirit is gentle. And whenever he leads you in one way and you reject it, he may keep quiet. I want us to pray, Lord, help me to know your voice. Help me to know your voice. Lasso teke palene snin kapanai. That I will know your voice. Your voice will be different from the voice of my mind. That I will know your voice. That I will know your voice. Le sota nenka panai osana katobalano epana kosolai atala ampoteke esonakata antale kokobai zole kapalai antopale katalai zonakama nukopasana antabaleke kobosotetede emano 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 soteke masonai. In Jesus' name we pray. You see, the reason why the scripture is so important in prayer is because the scripture is the word of God. And when you now come back and you are declaring the word of God back, it's easy for you to connect to the spirit that inspired that word. But if you know how to hear God, you can also come and start praying according to what you heard. Because it's the same Holy Spirit. Are you understanding? It's the same Holy Spirit. He doesn't grow old. Now let me tell you something. You may be wondering how to differentiate the voice of your mind from the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because sometimes the Holy Spirit will be leading you and you are not sure. That how am I sure it is not my mind that is trying to manipulate me? How many of you have ever had that experience before? The Holy Spirit is leading you, but you are not sure whether it is your mind or whether it is the Holy Spirit. And many people have asked that question. How do I differentiate the voice of the Spirit from the voice of my mind? Now let me tell you, this one is a mystery. Hebrews chapter 4 talks about how that the word of God is strong and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It says it is to the dividing asunder of bone and marrow, and of what? Of soul and spirit. What does that mean? You see, the word of God is like alum. How many of us know alum? One of the things that the word of God, you know, alum is a coagulant. If you put alum inside, if water is dirty, the impurity and the water, everything has mixed together. You see, that's how your mind is. The one that is from you is from your soul. The one that is from the Holy Ghost is from your spirit. Because the Holy Ghost bears witness with our spirits. Are you understanding? So if you want to, it's just like dirty water. If you want to different, you want to, you know, when you put alum inside water, after some time, what will happen? The dirt will coagulate, it will settle. Then you now see the clean water. The water will be separated from the dirt. The word of God acts like that. The Bible says it comes to the piercing and sundering, to the separating of bone and marrow and soul and spirit. So what is your responsibility? Allow the word of God to dwell in you richly. When you feast on the word of God enough, are you getting my point? You will just realize that one time the Holy Spirit will speak. You will just know that this one is the Holy Spirit that spoke. Are you getting my point? Because the word of God, as the word of God is dwelling in you richly, it is separating. It is separating, and then you will be able to know. I cannot begin to give you a formula that the voice of the Holy Spirit is like this. The voice of the Holy Spirit comes with me note. Then the voice of the flesh comes with saw note. If you are not even a musician, you even understand what that means. You know, as I'm speaking now, I am speaking on a note. That's flaring. The voice of the Holy Spirit does not. I can't even come and start giving you all of those formulas. But one thing I can tell you is that if the words of Christ dwell in you richly, one of the things that the word of Christ will do is that it will come to the piercing asunder of soul and spirit. When they say, read your Bible, listen to messages, it's for your own good. When the word of God begins to, one day you will just realize that, you heard a voice, but you just knew that this one is from the Holy Spirit. You had a leading and you just knew. But the only secret to that is when the words of Christ dwells in you richly. It is the instrument by which that separation of bone and marrow, or of soul and spirit, happens. Amen? 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 And I can begin to explain a little bit practically how this happens. When you know the mind of God, amen, through the word of God, you know the character of God. There are some things that you will hear that you know that this is not the way God behaves. This is not the way God speaks. There are some things that you say is the Lord that is speaking to you. It's fear. But because you don't know God, you obey that thing. Eh? May God give us understanding in Jesus' name. I want us to arise and pray again. Say, Lord, give me an appetite for your word. Give me an appetite for your word. One of the things that happens when you are sick is that you lose appetite. Say, give me an appetite for your word.